Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. And once again, I'll make the announcement. I have put together a CD entitled Journey Through Advent, which is four meditations on the four Sundays of Advent. Four meditations, four Sundays, entitled Journey Through Advent. I've put it on a CD, which is available for purchase. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. If you want to order it online, go to renewalministries.net/FFJ and order the CD there, or call 1-734-662-1730. That's 734-662-1730, and order by phone. The title is Journey Through Advent. I think you'd find it very helpful. You may want to give it to friends and relatives to take the four Sundays of Advent and really reflect on them, the readings. You can take the readings for every day, but I've particularly chosen to use the Sundays of Advent and to prepare your heart. Listen to what I recommend that you do during the course of the week between each Sunday. And I think that your heart is going to be more disposed and more ready to celebrate Christmas than you would be otherwise. So I encourage you, Journey Through Advent. You can go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there, right there. Or you can call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone. And I will repeat this again tomorrow. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Margaret of Scotland, and I want to say a little about her because here in this country, she is perhaps not as well known as some of the other saints. She was of royal Saxon lineage. She was born in England. She was educated in Hungary. She did her great work in Scotland. She was married to King Malcolm III around the year 1070, and she worked vigorously for the reform of the church in Scotland, founding monasteries, churches, hostels for pilgrim travelers. She unified the Scots by introducing the liturgy in Latin and encouraged attention to the poor by her own example. The Queen's Ferry was another innovation. It brought travelers to the shrines, especially of St. Andrew. She was the mother of eight children. She died in 1093 at the age of 47. I mean, this woman is utterly amazing. She's worth taking a look at. She's really worth taking a look at and see how she lived out her priorities and her commitments. She certainly died, at least from our idea of a lifespan, she died very early. And yet, look in those years what she accomplished for the kingdom of God. She was a true disciple. And that's what I want to encourage all of us, to really become true disciples of Jesus Christ. And one of the ways, I think, in fact, one of the most important ways to grow in being a disciple of Christ is to make sure that the foundation is strong. And by that, I mean this. Brothers and sisters, all wisdom for how we're to live is in Christ. All wisdom. I think sometimes God must laugh when we present our ideas to him without prayer. Without prayer. It's fine to have ideas and good ideas, but you want your whole life, not just the major decisions, you want your whole life based on the wisdom of God. What does God say? What does God teach? That's where happiness and peace are. Really. But we're so passive. We think, oh, I can't understand it. Of course, there are things we don't understand at first reading in the scripture, but we can learn. We can learn. Really. And don't be embarrassed to say, I don't understand that. That's humility. And when you say, I don't understand, will somebody show me? Somebody explain? Somebody teach me? That's good. That's an excellent position to be in. Doesn't say you're dumb or stupid. It simply says, I don't fully understand the ways of God, and nobody does. And even if you think, well, I should know this or I should know that, if you don't, ask. Ask. Because God wants to have your life built on the foundation of his wisdom and love so that you turn to him first in every circumstance that challenges you. Even the ones that don't challenge you, the ones you just do, the decisions you just very easily make. Bring all of that to God and say, Lord, lead me in your ways. Let me more and more have your priorities in my heart. So the Book of Wisdom, chapter 7, verses 22 to chapter 8, verse 1. In wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, beneficent, kind, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile, beyond all motion. She penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. She is an aura of the might of God, a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty, the one who sees all and knows all and understands all. Don't you want to enter into that world more deeply, where your life begins to make more and more sense? Of course you do. Read the scriptures daily. Read the catechism. Read it daily, especially the scriptures. Ask God to teach you. Ask God to reveal himself to you. She is an aura of the might of God, a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters into her. Our pride, our arrogance, our defensiveness, our cheating, our lying, our stealing, whatever, has no place with wisdom. If you want wisdom, repent quickly, daily repent. You'll sin daily. Repent. As soon as you recognize it, repent. Ask God for strength. Ask him for wisdom to change your course. Take only one sin at a time. Don't try to change your whole life at once. It doesn't work. This is part of wisdom. God wants you to lean on him. Do your part, play your part, but lean on him. When people really lean on God, they have the beginning of wisdom. Real wisdom. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness, and she who is one can do all things and renews everything while herself perduring. And passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. For there is not God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun, surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence, for that indeed night supplants, but wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. One of the gifts you have been given by the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation is wisdom. It's there. In a certain sense, these are my words, it's there embryonically. You have to cause it to grow by your willingness to turn to God and to his word in every major decision you make, of staying humble, of saying, Lord, I don't know how to do this. Help me, show me, teach me, be with me, guide me, of having the humility to turn to people who have perhaps greater wisdom through their experience, being humble enough to say, can you help me sort this out? Can you show me? All of that can be an expression of wisdom. You're looking to the right people. You're not letting pride cause you to say, I'll handle this myself. When we're really willing to be humble and to seek wisdom with God, and with others who perhaps, as I said, have had similar experiences. Oh my goodness, how we grow and how near God grows in us. He reveals himself in us because he knows we're putting the right things first. We're depending on him. Psalm 119, one of my most favorite psalms, about the longest psalm in Scripture. And it speaks about the word. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm in the heavens. Through all generations, your truth endures. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. The revelation of your words sheds light, giving wisdom to the simple. Let your face shine upon your servant. Teach me your statutes. That's the attitude. That's the spirit. Psalm 119, pray it often, at least once a week. Pray it often. And the gospel, Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to 25. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you. He himself is the kingdom of God. Draw near to him. Live in that kingdom." And then, those are my words. Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.'" Don't we hear that often today? "Oh, look, it's this new thing. It's that new thing. Turn there. Oh, you're going to find peace. Oh, you're going to find happiness. Oh, everything's going to be perfect for you." People keep saying, "There's where happiness resides. Look there, look here." And he says, "Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." How many generations have rejected him? And as a result, how many wars, rumors of war, even that we face today? How much darkness there is. Why? Because we think we're wise, but we're not. We're very, very stupid. Because we trust in ourselves and we trust in our designs and our plans. Of course God will let us develop our ideas and our plans, but if we put them under his lordship and they are good for us and good for the kingdom of God, he will help us to flourish. But if we choose to enclose ourselves and say, "I'm going to take care of myself, I know what I'm going to do, I know how I'm going to do it, when I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it, I don't need anybody else." That is the antithesis of wisdom. God doesn't make you dependent on him in a bad way, but he does make you dependent on him so that you see him as the source of everything that is good. Brothers and sisters, let's pray that we grow, really grow, in the gift and the grace of God's wisdom. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.